First of all, how's the fitness situation progressing? I mean, I know that you played through another 60 minutes in a reserve game earlier this week.
Yeah, I feel really good at the moment. The reserve fixtures obviously are there for a reason, and I think they serve a great purpose. At the moment, I'd go and play 90 minutes in a park if I could, when you miss so much football. So I really enjoyed it. To be honest, I could have easily played the 90 minutes, but obviously we have first team fixtures on the weekend. So no, the 60 minutes was good, and I took something out of it, which is the main thing.
I guess then for you, it's a shame that the season is coming towards the end in a couple of weeks' time.
Yeah, we were just walking out to training there today, and I was saying to Tony McMahon, he was asking how I felt and stuff, and I said, I feel like a start of the season. I feel great, you know. I just feel so fresh. So it's a nice feeling to have, you know. I'm gutted it's going to end soon, but for me, to be honest, it won't. I'll have a short break and probably come back in early in the summer and make sure I do more, make sure my knee's right, so I'm ready for next year. But yeah, it's a shame it's coming to an end.
Eager to get a start though, because you know, since you come back, obviously the team's been playing so well, and you look at the squad, it's so strong at the minute. It's difficult to get into that first 11.
Well, it's difficult to get in the squad at the moment. You know, a lot of good players in the squad. So, from where I've come from, being out so long, I'm happy where I'm at the moment. But of course, I'm a confident person and player. You know, I know I can start if needed. The gaffer knows me well, and he sees me every day in training. He can see the power's there in the legs, and I'm ready. So at this stage, it's all about the team. It's not about me. Whatever it takes for us to win, I'm happy with whatever the gaffer goes with. That's it.
But the games come thick and fast towards the end of the season, and you know, even looking at this week, three games in a week, I guess that is a chance for the gaffer to rotate and use the whole squad. So, you know, an opportunity possibly for you there.
Yeah, definitely. Like I said, all I can do is be as professional as I can. When you're not in the team, you need to make sure you're ready. It could just be an injury tomorrow, anything, and you're called upon. And at this stage of the season, you can't afford to let people down. And I definitely won't let anyone down. The gaffer knows he can trust me. And I'm ready if he needs me.
What's the attitude like in the squad? So what's the feeling like in the squad at the minute? I mean, you've taken a page out of Leicester City's book, and you continue to grind out the 1-0 victories.
Yeah, you know, whatever it takes. It's like the last game, Swindon, I came on, and, you know, I didn't get much of the ball going forward. But it's not, as I said, it's not about me. It's not about the individual. I had to come on and do a job tactically, because they had a bit of an overload on the right-hand side. And Meza was against two, three players sometimes. So I had to almost play left-back sometimes. And that's what you got to do. It's not about you going out there showing, look at me, you know, I can do this, that and the other. It's about doing whatever it takes for us to win. And if it's going to be 1-0 to the end of the season, I'd take it all day long.
Yeah, you mentioned that you're coming on to do a job. I guess that's what's been so impressive about Bradford for the whole of this season, that, you know, they managed to keep so many clean sheets because everyone comes on, knows the job and wants to work so hard defensively, as even if you are an attacking player.
Yeah, well, that's me as a player. That is what I do. I attack strongly, but I love defending. I love working hard. I love tackling. I love getting right in amongst it. So the gaffer knows what he's going to get. He knows his players, and when he put me on, he knew what I would do, and I'd do the job, whatever, as I said, the team needs at the time. So yeah, every player like that knows that's part of being a Bradford City player. Is the requirements are, you know, it don't matter what you do going forward, you defend and you work, you know, your butt off for the team, because that's what everyone expects and the fans expect.
And it's going to be another difficult game on Saturday. Shrewsbury battling for their lives, and I guess it's difficult when you come up against teams who are in a relegation fight at this stage in the season.
Yeah, as I've said before, any game in this league is difficult. We saw with Swindon the problems they posed us in the second half, and this Saturday is going to be another tough test. I know a few players there, and I know their mentality, and they won't roll over for anyone. And they are in a fight, and they can be dragged into something. So they're going to be well up for it. We're going to be well up for it. I can guarantee that. So it's going to be a tough game. We should take a few fans over, which is always nice. And all I can say is get right behind us, and we'll just be there giving you everything as usual.
Finally, are the players still looking up? Because I know Burton, you know, they keep slipping up, and that a second automatic promotion place. It's not too far away.
Yeah, it's like I said in the previous interview, you know, we as players, you can't really afford to look at things like that. You know, you just need to stay focused on the job in hand. The minute you start looking up and who's doing this and that and the other, or we can catch him or whoever, that's where you do come unstuck. And it's just focusing on Shrewsbury, you know, do your very best to win that game and see where it takes you. Take every game as it comes. And yeah, we'll leave that to the fans and everyone to get excited about and do all the maths and numbers and work all that out.
Game to game, and whatever will be, will be.
Exactly that.